Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Here we are again.
Uh-oh. Was it? Uh-oh. There he goes again, no?
No idea.
I have no idea either.
Don't know why.
Let's pretend that that never happened. Okay. Hello. You're very... Jinx, is it touch wood? You're very welcome back to...
Two girls.
And a baby.
With your hosts. I never say that line.
Do you not?
No.
Megan.
Jade.
And of course, our favourite...
Baby Enzo.
He's not talking today, but someday he will be on the pod talking with us.
Which is mad, isn't it?
It is.
He's wide awake though, chin.
Yeah, he's really trying to take a sneak peek as to what's going on.
We're hoping that he's not like how he was last week.
Yeah.
A whinge bag.
Moving around, distracting us. But we made through it.
To be fair, last week I had been in like Waterford Town shopping like all day. So he hadn't had a nap since 3 o'clock. Whereas he had a big nap today. Two big naps today and he napped in the car. So...
Yeah,
I'm feeling good.
Well rested.
Feeling good.
That just reminds me. What's this story you have to tell me?
Oh, Megan,
I'm so ready.
I don't even know if it's funny because last night it wasn't funny at all. But I feel like you'll laugh at me anyway. So, lovely little weekend. Was in my mum's on Sunday. Got home at about 7:30 because we left at 7:00, so Enzo would fall asleep at 7:00 in the car for his bedtime.
Yeah.
Home at 7:30, ready to watch Sidemen Sunday because they release a video every Sunday. We had our snacks, our drinks, ready to watch this video. But we got home anyway and we realised our sink was blocked. Not that we needed our sink or anything anyway, but...
It was blocked.
The sink was blocked. So we decided, right, we'll try unblock the sink. Didn't have a plunger or anything, so we just started putting like...
Your hands down it?
No. Like, what are those salts for the dishwasher?
And
bleach and all. No, we didn't put bleach. We put like sprays and stuff down the sink,
okay.
Boiling water, all this crack trying to unblock it. Didn't unblock, so we decided, right, do you know the U-bend?
No.
Do you know like under the
oh,
sink?
Oh, yes. Now, is this your kitchen sink or your bathroom
kitchen.
Sink? Kitchen. Okay.
Kitchen sink.
So the U-bend.
The U-bend, we decided.
I didn't know we knew all the terminologies. All right, plumber Jade. You know the U-bend.
I don't know why I know that. Anyway, we removed the U-bend. We have a lunchbox under the U-bend so that if the block is there, it's unleashed into the lunchbox. So okay. We take off the U-bend, nothing comes out. So we're like, okay, we cleared it out.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I just feel like I
need to stop saying U-bend. Where do you think it's going?
The water is going to like spray everywhere and something.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep going. What? No.
No. That's just a small part of it. So
okay,
we removed the U-bend, cleaned that out. And then before we put it back on, Reese is like, right, turn on the tap and see if if the water is flowing through the sink. And it did flow through the sink into the lunchbox, but little did we know there was a socket under the sink. So water gets into the socket, it starts sparking.
Oh no, like a plug socket.
Yes. For our dishwasher and our washing machine. And I'm like, oh no, our house is actually going to blow up. And like where we're living, there was a house opposite but burnt down. So I was freaked out.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, our house is gonna blow up or whatever. So I went and I checked the trip switch and the trip switch was off. So I was like, right, I'll just turn it back on.
Yeah.
Turned it back on, started sparking again.
Oh Lord.
I was like, no, we need to leave. I was like, I can't stay here tonight. Like the place is gonna go up in flames or whatever. And Reese was like, no, it's grand. So then I don't know what we did anyway. We started ringing my mom and ringing my uncle and ringing Mick and like ringing everyone. I nearly rang like our friend's ex.
Oh.
He's the only electrician I knew. I started texting him. I was like, are you free for 2 minutes if I was to send you a video?
See, the things you do when you're under pressure and you're panicking.
Shit in my pants. And then, so anyway, it was all grand. We were told if the socket dries out, everything will be fine. But up until about half four, 5 o'clock today, because that socket went, we had no air fryer. We had no oven.
No.
We had no kettle. We had no toaster. We had no microwave. We had no fridge. Everything was gone.
Everything.
No telly. No heater for the fish tank. Like, disaster.
Noted. Never try being an electrician again.
No, or
not
a plumber.
An electrician, I meant a plumber.
Like, honestly. Yeah.
Let the plumber do the plumbing now.
But it was weird because all the kitchen and half the sitting room was gone, but there's one plug behind the couch and that worked. So we just had extension leads over so that we could keep our fridge and freezer on.
Yeah, because you don't want everything to go off.
Yeah, and sure, we were like, how are we going to heat? And those bottles.
And how did you?
We just moved the microwave.
Ah, fair.
So it was actually grand, but in the moment I was stressed to the max. This was going on from, I didn't go to bed till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you texted me at like 10:30 or last night.
Yeah,
like,
half 10 or 11.
You won't believe what's after happening to me.
So I, like, we got home at 7:30. This was like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know what to do. I was terrified for my
panic.
Life. Panic.
No, and then the extra stress that added onto your day to day. Yeah. Anyways.
So I just tried not to be in the house today. We went for a walk. I hoovered my car out like in Centra.
Oh my God, that's gas.
Anyway,
I can't believe it.
I was just
That's
shocked.
Way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
I thought the water was going to like spray out in the whole kitchen.
And flood the place.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't know what is worse.
I wouldn't mind a flood if all our electrics worked.
Yeah, I'd rather my electrics going than my floods.
Fair.
My floods.
Than my floods.
Lord
anyway.
God. Our life lesson.
Our life lesson. Don't put water in electricity.
There you go.
No, that's not my
life lesson. In a nutshell.
I've been rambling for ages now. You talk.
Enough of Jade's voice. Time for a bit of my voice.
Yeah.
I know. So my life lesson, after listening back to last week's podcast, when we were talking about like when I was in situationships and what have I learned from them and like
how I don't keep
going for the same type of guy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when I listened back to I listened back to it and I was like trying to figure out what I was trying to say. And when I listened back, then I realized, oh, this is what I was trying to say. And I think it's a life lesson that it's not something that I learned last week, but it's something that I've learned over time. And I think it's important for people to also learn this lesson.
Okay.
So I think a lot of the time when you're dating someone, you romanticize them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're picturing what it might like for him to be your boyfriend. That could be like the first thing. It could be like how well he'd get on with your family. Imagining the two of you going on holidays. You're just romanticizing the whole situation. Then you begin to romanticize the actual person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not like taking the person for who they actually are. They might do something wrong, but then you might romanticize it or be like, well, you just focus on the kind of good things about it rather than focusing on the bad. You're like, well, he did this for me before. So, you know, he's a good guy. And you're like putting those thoughts to the front of your head rather than like the bad ones.
Okay.
So you're focusing on all the good things about this person. You're romanticizing this person to be someone who they actually aren't. So I think once I kind of stop doing that, don't get me wrong, I do romanticize. Of course, everyone does.
Sure, who does?
But like, not to the extent where I was allowing these arseholes into my life and romanticizing that they were this amazing person and then like getting really upset and attached to the situation. I wasn't attached to them. I was attached to the person I thought I made them in my head.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's my life lesson. And
don't romanticize assholes.
No. Yeah. Take people for who they are. Like, don't, when you're dating or when you're going meeting someone, like I've said before, it's like a job interview. You're trying to figure out if you like this person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't already be obsessed with this person, romanticizing them, thinking they're the bee's knees when you don't actually know them whatsoever.
That's good advice.
So, yeah, just take
and
it.
And a good lesson.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
Mine is really short and sweet.
Yeah, but let's get into it.
It's a fact that I learned, but it's just tiny. 93% of your communication to another person comes from your body language.
What?
It's just that simple sentence, but it's mind-blowing.
That is crazy. I did know like that body language can tell a lot, but I didn't know
93%
of it was like
I would have thought my words expressed more than what my body does, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I learned it from Married at First Sight. It was one of the experts saying it because you don't watch that, do you?
No, I only watch bits with you.
So like each week the couples have to go onto the couch and speak to the three experts, and like obviously the experts can read the couple's body language to see how they're getting on. And one of them, the person that actually did the podcast with Maura Higgins, said that 93% of your communication comes from your body language. So if you're furious, you might not tell me that you're furious, but I can tell by your body language.
Well, that is true.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Or if you're really happy, you're like obviously
looser. And then when you're kind of closed off, you have your arms crossed, you know.
So it's very interesting.
You need to become more aware of my body language, especially when you're like having like a tough conversation with like your boss or something. You don't want them to be able to know how you're feeling.
Sitting there, arms crossed, face fuming.
Yeah, absolutely. pick out.
Yeah, short and sweet, but I thought
I like
it was
that
cool,
though.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's good to like note.
Yeah, noted. Yeah, so you don't be going around showing off everything from your bod.
Yeah, exactly.
Enzo wants to say hello. No?
Enzo, oh, sure, I'll save it for the Enzo part. He learned a new skill.
Okay, I'm really excited for that. Okay, but before we get to the Enzo part, we did ask you last week on the pod, and we also shared it up on our stories on Instagram. We wanted to know what's going on in your life, because mm-hmm. we're always talking about our lives, but we want to know what you've been getting up to. Have you got any problems with your family, your friends, your partner, or anything you want advice on? And sure, we probably won't get through them all.
So we've picked a few.
Yeah. And I did actually share one of them on our Instagram and ask people to share their advice. So will we do that one first?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Do you want to read it out, or will I read it out?
No, you read it out.
Okay, sure. We'll take turns. Will we read them out?
I think so. I think I just rambled for a lot with my life lesson, and yours is short and sweet. So. Okay. Anyways, go on. So I'm just thinking about that.
We're just taking turns rambling.
Yeah, because you said it and now I'm conscious of it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Hi, Jade and Megan. I have a bit of a situation. I've been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half now, and I've recently moved into an apartment with a friend of mine. She's the same age as me, 24. My boyfriend has been coming over for sleepovers or even just to call in to say hi. He's living at home as we're saving up for our own apartment, but I don't know if that will go ahead. I don't know if I'm being crazy or if I'm overreacting, but I've caught my boyfriend giving the eyes to my roommate and her giving them back. I don't know if it's just me being crazy because I am protective of him, but I'm unsure how to bring this up as I'm great friends with my roommate and obviously he's my boyfriend. I fear if I bring this up, I'll have to leave and I don't want to. What do I do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, as you say, communication is key.
Communication is key, and the fact that you're fearing if you bring it up that you'll have to leave, you already know that by bringing it up, something bad's going to come of it. So you kind of already have
a feeling
that sixth sense.
Yeah.
And that's not on your friend's behalf too.
Yeah.
Like what? There like, seems to be like some sort of vibe between them.
Weirdly enough, as we just said, communication is body language. If they're giving each other the eyes, that's body language.
That is.
And you're not stupid, so you can see that.
Yeah. I think
I'd say it to your friend before you say it to your boyfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like
your boyfriend's going to deny it anyway.
Whereas
your
friend is more likely to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
But you never know. Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard to know from this if there's actually something going on between them or if they just like have the hots for each other and there's like some sort of vibe, or has something happened, is what I'd love to know. But obviously we don't know. No, let's not put any thoughts into your head. I honestly think, chat to your friend.
I think chat to your friend, see what she says, and then chat to your boyfriend anyway. I wouldn't be moving out of the apartment, though.
No, I wouldn't be moving anywhere yet.
No.
But, like, you might have to. Because at the end of the day, do you want to be with someone?
Make her leave.
No, because they've moved into her apartment, no?
Oh, I thought they were just living in an apartment. Maybe it is her apartment. Probably if she's saying she'll have to leave, I probably read that wrong.
Yeah, I feel like, oh, do you know what? I think the two girls are already living there. The boyfriend has moved in, yeah? Okay, because they're saving for an apartment. So rather than him paying rent elsewhere, that they're both. So like it obviously makes most sense to do that. So your friend and the boy, they've obviously known each other for quite some time. If there's eyes and stuff going on. Oh, girl.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be furious.
I would be furious. I don't think you're being crazy or you're overreaching at all. But if the two of them are giving each other the eyes, you clearly know what these eyes are. You've gotten them before from him.
True. If she's seeing the eyes now, she's probably seen them before to know what they are.
Enzo wants to say something. What are you thinking? You just wanted attention.
I know this is awful. Is there any way you could set up like a trap to catch them out?
Yeah, surely there is. Like
some type of something.
Or just check his phone. They probably don't have text messages though if they're living in the same house.
Okay, this is crazy, and I don't know if I'd do it, but pretend you're going out for like dinner with another friend and come home early and see if they're in the same room together.
See what's going on.
The same bedroom together. If they're in the sitting room, it's grand.
Yeah, but you'd have to make sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what did our listeners say?
One of our listeners, Grace, has in the question box, I was in the same situation when I was your age. Girl, the best thing you can do, you're only 24, you're so young, you need to run, because that is fishy. So it sounds like the same thing.
I agree. I agree with Grace. Well, no, I don't know if I agree with Grace, but Grace seems like...
From someone who's been in that kind of situation before.
Yeah, yeah. She probably knows.
Are we good at advice?
Yeah, we are good at advice.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
What do you do, girl? Do you know what you do? You say it to them. Because if you don't say it to either of them, you're going to be constantly overthinking it. It's always going to be something in your mind. So you don't know how to bring it up. How does she bring it up then? Because she's great friends with her roommate.
I think go to the roommate, say, look, Megan, I could be crazy here, but I feel like I've been seeing you looking at each other and I just need to know.
I wouldn't lead with I could be crazy. Oh. She's already planting seeds in their head that's the terminology.
I know, hey, but we also don't want to come accusing.
No. Yeah, just be like, hey, Jade. Hey, Jade. Look, this is a really awkward conversation for me to have. And I don't doubt you as my friend. I love you to pieces. I know you're great. And I know you get on really well with my partner. Uh-huh. However, look, I did notice the other day you giving the eyes to each other. And I don't know if there's something going on. Do you have feelings towards him? If you do, honestly, I'd rather you be honest with me right now because he is my boyfriend. We've been together for this long. If there's something going on between you and him, I need to know now.
What if then I turn around and say, oh, it's just flirty banter? Are you okay with that?
I don't know. That depends then on the girl. I don't know if I'm okay with that. That depends on our listener.
Okay, fair.
I thought of something there when I was reading that out. Do you know what, right? Because it's close to Christmas, could they be planning a surprise for her?
Maybe. It could be so innocent and they both know something.
Yeah, that she doesn't.
When did you spot the eyes? Is it when you're talking about something that you love or like maybe you're on the TV and you're like, I'd love to go on that holiday to Italy.
Yeah, and then they're looking at each other being like, you booked it. Yeah. Like it that does depend on when the eyes happen, but like if it's happening frequently, yeah.
Mm.
What do you think of my role play?
Yeah, it was really good.
Sorry, I know I stopped you. Like, stop! Don't call yourself crazy.
No, I think it was really good. Crazy. And I think, like we say in romantic relationships, lead with a compliment.
Yeah,
you did the
exactly.
same thing with a friend.
And by going into that conversation and saying, like, if you said, I don't want to sound crazy, you're already invalidating yourself and how you feel.
Yeah.
Because your feelings are valid regardless if nothing's going on or something's going on.
And even if you say that, you think you're crazy, then she's just going to hear that and use that and say, yeah, do you know what? As you said, you're crazy, so you're crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, so don't go in with that. But yeah, best of luck. You've got this and we're here for you if you need us.
Yeah, give us an update afterwards.
Yeah.
Right, next one.
Hey, girls, love the podcast. My dilemma today... sorry. Hey, girls. Love the podcast. Why? No, I need to stop laughing.
No, you're brilliant.
Hey, girls.
Forget love the podcast.
Okay. My dilemma today goes back a few months. When I was pregnant, my boyfriend, who I've been with for 5 years, was so helpful, as he should be, in brackets. Yeah, he should be.
Agreed.
He would go on about how he's going to do this and that for when the baby arrives. Now that our little girl has arrived, he just won't do the nappy change because he says he isn't able. Help.
Teach him.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse.
Nope.
Not an excuse. I said the whole time I was pregnant, I'm not going to change a pooey nappy.
Yeah.
But you know what? When the baby comes along, you just have to do it.
You just get on with it. Like.
Just get on with it. If you want to wear a glove, wear a glove. If you want to wear a peg on the nose. Jinx.
Swim, I was about to say. Instead of jinx. Swim. No, I think I was going to say twins.
Swim.
I think I'm hyper at this hour. I think this might be witched hour. Anyways,
it could be a witching hour.
That's what it's called.
I just think, yeah, no.
I think that's ridiculous.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, why is he not changing a bloody nappy like? You've had to, not a bloody nappy like. I just mean
a fucking nappy.
A shitty nappy like. Honestly.
But it doesn't specify if it's just shit. It could be pee as well.
Well, I'm assuming it's he won't do the nappy change full stop.
Yeah, me too, which is
get
pathetic.
A grip if get it's pee yourself. Anyways. You pee yourself, you wipe your own arse. All it is...
It's your baby.
No, I'm saying I probably wouldn't change someone else's nappy like because but if it's my baby...
Would you not change Angel's nappy? Enzo's nappy. If it was just pee.
Oh, if it was pee, yeah, I'd be so fine with pee, but poo.
Yeah, no, I don't even like
doing poo. I've done that. I've changed my niece's nappy. I've changed nappies, okay?
Yeah.
I just wouldn't opt for it. So I understand where he's coming from, but this is his child.
Yeah, no, he needs to get over himself now. He's saying he's not able. Well, then learn. Like, it's yeah. not
what
that
do you mean,
difficult.
You're not able.
It's literally easier than tying a shoelace, and yeah. I'm sure he can do that. It's literally, no, it's literally like Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
Because it literally, you strap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But like, maybe he's just not able for the smell of it. Strap. Sorry. I have like this delayed reaction, I think.
Sure, that's okay.
Like, I'll be thinking of something in my head and then I'll say that and then I'll realise what you said.
That's okay. Makes for good content.
But no, yeah.
No, if you're not able for the smell, there's ways around that. If like, I thought he's physically like, doesn't know how to change a nappy, but like.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe so, that too.
I didn't physically know how to give birth until you did it. But once you do it, you're grand.
Yeah. You just need to figure it out.
That was a bad comparison.
What?
That was a bad comparison.
No, it's not.
Giving birth and changing a nappy. I just mean, just because you don't know how to do something.
Yeah, but like, you once didn't know how to give birth and you had a baby inside you, didn't mean you weren't going to do it. Yes. And say you weren't able because you've never done it before. You learned. Well, you had to.
Yeah.
But
like, it's like driving a car.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You don't get in and be like, I'm not able to do this and just not drive the car.
No, like,
You just learn how to drive.
And if he's not going to do it, I don't know, just... It's not, I don't know if this
how,
is bad.
How does
like,
she have the conversation with, sorry, go on.
Just leave the baby with him one day. He's not going to not change the nappy.
Yeah.
You are going for a girl's day. Yeah. You're not going to come home to a nappy full.
He'd probably like drive over to his mommy's house or something.
Just leave him with no choice because realistically, if he leaves the nappy on the baby all day, she's going to get a sore bum.
Aww.
And he's not going to want to do that to his baby.
He probably doesn't even know she can get a sore bum.
Tell him that before you go for your girl's day.
Yeah. But like, should she have a conversation with him?
Yeah, just be like, look, I know that you're not able to do the nappies, but it's first of all not really fair that I have to do them all. So here is a tutorial.
Yeah.
And then show him how to do the nappy.
And then just say, can we share the nappy load?
Yeah, just say that, I don't know, like as much as he's not able, you don't want to do every single one.
Yeah.
You've already birthed the baby.
Yeah.
You don't need, like...
How did you know you were able? Like, how does he know you're able to change a nappy?
Yeah.
You had to learn.
But also, like, I don't know. Is there anything that just he does? Maybe if he just does all the bottle feeds and the night feeds, maybe it's an equal trade-off that he doesn't have to do the nappy.
Yeah, but like...
If you're doing the majority and he won't do the nappy, that's pathetic.
Yeah, and also I think it's the fact like that if she was to leave for a day and he's not able to do it.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fair enough if they're splitting the loads for like the days that they're together.
Yeah.
But what if he has the baby girl when she's not there?
Yeah, she the baby's just going to suffer. That's awful.
He just needs to learn. Why you have a baby when you're not going to change its nappy?
But also grow up, like.
Yeah, get a grip.
If you're together 5 years, I'm guessing you're probably over 20, so stop acting like a child.
Yeah, like if you're old enough to make a baby, you're old enough to change a nappy.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you.
Right.
Next.
Right, I think we've got time for one more.
Okay. Okay, the next one is a little bit more lighthearted.
Okay, nice.
Says, hey girls, would you be able to give me some advice on the best podcasts to listen to or books to read?
Ooh.
Do you want to take podcasts and I'll take books?
Yeah.
Or we'd both do both?
I feel like you read more books than me. Then.
I've been loving books this year.
And I feel like...
You probably listen to more podcasts.
Yeah, and I feel like... Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'd say I do.
I'd say you do.
One of my favourite podcasts, though, that I'm like... And I think you'd really enjoy it is... The Mel Gibbons podcast.
I listened to one with you. Where were we? Where were we? Cork.
We were going to Cork. Is it called the Mel Gibbons podcast? I think it is.
Something with Mel Gibson. I thought her name was Gibson.
No, will you? Have you got your phone there?
I should.
Sure, I'll be here making recommendations.
To a podcast we don't know exists.
Yeah, no. Mel Gibbons. I think it's Mel Gibbons. No, it is Mel Gibbons. Hi. Welcome along to the Mel Gibbons podcast.
Mel Robbins.
Who the fuck is Mel Gibbons?
I think you're thinking of Mel Gibson.
No.
Mel B? Do you know, is she one of the Spice Girls?
But that's not Mel Gibson. If it's Mel B.
No, but there's two of them. Oh no, it's Mel B and Mel C.
Okay, I'm getting mixed up with Mel Robbins.
No, yeah, it is. It is Mel Robbins.
Yeah, I only knew that because you said it to me a second ago.
Oh, I don't know who Mel Gibson is.
Yeah, anyways, forget about Mel Gibson.
Or Gibbons, whichever
or Gibbons
one we're saying.
Or whatever I was saying. It's Mel Robbins, the Mel Robbins podcast. Very informative, and she really goes through everything she explains in details. Go listen to her.
Yeah, she's good. I listened to an episode of her. But also, sorry, now I'm going to give a podcast recommendation.
Okay.
I've recently discovered, I don't know how to say her name properly, Louise Cantillon.
Oh, yeah?
Love her.
And she has a podcast.
How to Gael.
And Shivani Rourke, that was like, is one of the hosts on Grower and Troll.
Yeah.
She's on it as well. And I don't know who the other girl is.
I don't know what her name is now.
But it's a podcast like Trí Gaeilge and...
Yeah, it's really good. I listened to my first episode on the way down here and I was thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... And I know, here I am, podcast again. But you got me on to Stephen Bartlett fully.
Stephen Bartlett, The Diary of a CEO. Mm-hmm. Very good. They're very good for like learning.
Yes.
Them are some learning ones.
Yeah, they are.
Entertainment purposes ones, I'm Grandmam. Have you ever listened to I'm Grandmam?
No, I do like the two Johnnies.
Yeah.
The odd time.
That's not a bad pod.
Oh, a podcast. It's not actually a podcast, but I listen to it. It's a podcast... But it's a documentary series, if that makes sense.
I know the one.
You couldn't make this up?
Oh, no.
What were you on about?
I was going to say, what's the one with the milkman? Oh, you know it, Jade. You've listened to it.
With you?
Not with me. And it's about the guy who got into drugs.
Me?
What is it called?
I've never listened to that before in my life.
Have you not?
I don't know what that
Can
is.
Can I have your phone to do a bit of Googling again? Sorry, my phone.
Well, the one that I'm on about is called You Couldn't Make This Up. Okay. And basically it's about a fella from Waterford called Jamie Nagle.
Yeah.
And he went scamming a load of people and then his girlfriend found out, like, she was convinced they had, I think it was like 22 million in their bank account. But it was all fake. Like, the bank account was fake. And like, he had created 15 different people who she was talking to and interacting with that were like his agent, his work colleagues' girlfriends. They were all him. But what? She was like fully talking to them on WhatsApp. They had WhatsApp photos. She thought they were real people. Had planned to meet them like so many times, but then emergencies would happen and she couldn't.
Oh, so that kind of sounds like the one on the two Johnnies. Remember the catfish?
The
catfish. But that's insane.
It was crazy.
And is she on the podcast?
Yeah, it's her telling the story.
And is he locked up?
No, because nothing he did was illegal.
Oh my God, he just fucked with her. Like.
Because people voluntarily handed over their money. So like... He would like say that he was a tradesman and be like, okay, yeah, I'll do that job on you. It's 3,000, but you need to give me 1,500 up front.
Okay.
So pay me half before I start and then pay me the rest when I finish.
And then he'd never do it.
He'd never finish it.
But surely that's illegal.
No, because they voluntarily gave their money. So it's not as if he stole from them, if that makes sense.
Oh.
Because your man doing the interview, it was by Red FM. Your man doing the interview asked, like, why is he not in jail? And she said, because it was like a civil case, not an illegal.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that is mental. Crazy. That
so interesting
girl.
Though.
Yeah. So and then the name of this, I may listen to that one. The name of this one, and you need to listen to this, is The Witness.
Oh, I have that saved in my podcast.
Okay, listen to that. It's.
Am I going to be afraid though?
No, you're not going to be afraid. It's going to give you this whole other level of understanding, for drug crime and stuff like that in the capital. It's so interesting. Now.
Okay, sure. So I'll throw that on when I go home.
Yeah. Do.
Right, in terms of books.
Books.
I'm loving Graham Norton.
Yeah.
I finished a Graham Norton book, A Keeper, that was so good. And now I'm currently reading a book called Frankie by him and I'm like over halfway through and it's so good. Really enjoy Graham Norton at the minute.
I've kind of mainly read Colleen Hoover.
Okay.
I can't remember what ones I read. I know I read It Ends With Us, It Starts With Us. I read this one... Can I have your phone again?
Yeah, for sure. This can be your phone from now on.
Yeah, honestly.
What other books? I also loved, I know I rambled on about it in season one quite a lot, but the Blue Mind book.
Oh, yeah. That
was
so
phenomenal.
Good. Remember, I sent you that there a while ago. So the Blue Mind book was recommended to us by like
a
person at the sea, okay? And it came up on my memories on Snapchat from a year ago, like...
Months ago.
Like a year ago, say this time 1 year ago, that I had taken a photo of that book.
In the book centre.
Yeah.
And then it just so happened that we had read it. I had
that
read
you
it.
Had read it.
But it was so good.
The other Colleen Rooney, for fuck's sake.
Megan with the names.
The Colleen Hoover book is Ugly Love is another one I read. I really enjoyed them. But they're kind of real, like, easy reads.
Yeah.
I've also loved, like, Good Life, Good Vibes by The Vex King.
Is that fiction?
It's factual. It's all about, like, how you can...
improve your life.
Yeah, improve your life. It's really good.
Deadly.
I actually have the sequel to it, but I've not read it.
Do you?
I'm so bad at reading. I'm actually in no routine.
Should so get, like, I used to not be a big reader until the start of the year, and now I'm just loving books. I love
books. That,
I just can't sure when he
I was
sleeps
save so much more free time.
Yeah, I do. Like, once he sleeps and I have the house and a state that I'm happy with, I just read my book and I
don't know.
That.
Maybe I should just have a baby. No,
I would recommend.
I'm touching wood. Anyone that's listening to this, I'm not having a baby until I'm 30.
Would you get a grip, Megan? 30?
Sure, when am I going to have time to have a baby between now and then?
Next year?
Sure, I'm busy.
Not next year.
I'm very busy next year.
Fine, the year after then.
No, I need to like get time to go travelling, Jade.
You can travel while pregnant and with a baby. You just have to stick a car seat in the van.
Nah, I'd want to be around my family like if I had a baby.
Fair.
Anyways, speaking of babies.
Enzo update. I did say he has a new skill. He can, my mom taught him how to like kiss. Kind of like, he goes.
Oh, you get him to do it for me.
It takes a while. Like you have to do it at him like 15 times and then he'll do it. But he can actually do it.
Bless.
I know, bless his little heart and soul. We do also think he's getting his top teeth because he's constantly like that. Like, I know people can't see, but like curling his top lip over his gums. Yeah, he's close to crawling. I don't know, did I say it?
Close to crawling?
Kind of. Like he's holding himself up, but he just doesn't know how to move.
Oh, he's in a bit of a bridge lack of one.
Yeah, did I tell the pod last week that he can hold himself, like he can stand up if he holds the couch?
I don't think so, because I feel like you only told me that at the weekend.
Yeah, well, he can.
Go on, Enzo. He's some dude.
Yeah, he is deadly, but I know Enzo update is also me up. I was going to kill him the last few days.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I think I got my period yesterday, but I think I was just having a tough few days. Oh. Everything was just wrecking my head.
Like what?
I don't know, I get you.
Well, that's your PMSing.
Okay,
that's your pre-period.
I didn't know I PMSed.
Oh, there you go.
I know what PMS is, but I never knew I did that.
I don't know what PMS is. I just call it PMSing.
Premenstrual symptoms or something.
Ah, yeah.
Is it?
It could mean something like that. Sounds about right.
I don't know.
We should know this. Like,
probably.
I just call it PMSing, but I'm assuming it's my symptoms of when my period is here.
Just everything was just bothering me.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, so I was just not, I didn't have the capacity to be patient with him because everything was annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, yeah, it just wasn't good.
Aww.
But it's grand now.
You're feeling better.
Yeah, I think.
It's definitely PMSing, Jade.
I think now that I got my period, I'm like, okay, I wasn't actually just being a dickhead. I was just not myself.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I have the
your
clarity.
Hormones. Yeah. It's like a whole flip of a switch and you're just like, oh, okay, I understand what was going on with me. I'm not actually crazy.
I think, yeah, when you're like fuming and you're angry and you're sad and you're like, why am I like this? It adds more stress to the stress you're already feeling.
Because you're like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
So then when the blood comes, you're like, ah.
There
it's actually
it is
a bit
now.
Of a relief.
Yeah. So it happens once every month. It probably happens, yeah.
Maybe well, not. No, because.
This could be the new.
I don't know if I even told. I have stopped taking my pill.
Oh, so you're off it altogether.
Yeah, so I'm not on my pill or anything. So like, I feel like since I had Enzo, this is probably my first proper period.
Okay.
Do you get me?
I get what you mean. So then I'm trying to see if there's like a correlation then between like, I'm trying to see as if I'm a doctor. Is there a correlation though between the PMSing symptoms, the PM symptoms, and
the pill?
The pill.
I feel like the pill numbs your emotions.
Okay, because I do be like that. I PMS so bad.
Yeah.
I just want to cry like all day.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And I was fuming then because on Thursday I had a bit of a tough day and then on Friday I had a bit of a tough day and Reese came home and took a nap. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm tired. And he was like, why don't you nap? I was like, I'm not able to nap. And he was like, why are you mad at me for napping then? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, everything was a problem.
So, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Jay, that was literally me today. I literally had a text message typed up being like, can we record the podcast tomorrow because I was in such a bad mood.
Oh, bless your heart. I didn't know this.
No, I said snap out of it now.
Well, here we are both happy.
Beaming, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
But now that just makes, now that I know that other people go through, I know I've, yeah.
Like, yeah, people do, but I think I had never fully gone through it before because I feel like I was just always pumping hormones into myself. Because I was on the coil and then I was on the pill.
It seems like the way forward.
Hormones.
Well, you seem like you're having a great time before you started PMS, and so
I know. Yeah, true. Like I didn't feel like this when I was on the pill, but like,
yeah, interesting.
I don't know if that's good for you.
Being on the pill.
All these hormones going into you.
No, probably not. Like that's why I'm not on any form of contraception.
That's probably a conversation for another day, isn't it?
Oh my god, yeah, we'll definitely have that conversation.
Hormones and all that crack.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay.
Happy out now, though.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you. Yeah.
I just felt I would be lying if I didn't, because it was a good 4 days there.
Yeah, and just shitty, like.
Yeah, so I couldn't just pretend like, yay, I'm happy out, when I actually wasn't until today.
Yeah, and then you're probably like in this shit mood, and then you have a baby to deal with, and you're like, for fuck's sake, like, I just want to be on my own kind of thing.
Just go to sleep or something.
Aww.
I know, it's grand now.
But no, we love realness, so thanks for being honest.
Well, thanks for listening.
Bless you.
There he is now.
Hello.
And he's in flying form now.
Just could look at him, and my eyes are tearing up now. I feel so emotional. You're so gorgeous, Enzo. He's so beautiful.
He's a lovely little thing, so he is.
Anyways.
You can give him a little squeeze now.
Yeah. Hello. 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 Oh, look at you smiling at me, sticking out the tongue and everything.
The legs are going.
Go on. Oh, he's trying it.
He does try. He's just a funny little thing.
Right, we'll need to get moving out of this studio because the news people are coming in. So,
thanks for listening. Thanks for sending in your dilemmas.
Yeah, appreciate it. We'll have more podcasts like this, hopefully, if you enjoy.
Yeah, we didn't get to them all, so we'll definitely have to do another.
Yeah, and don't forget to
rate us.
Yes, wherever you're listening, please give us some stars because it really helps. And then we are on TikTok and Instagram at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. And I also set us up on Blue Sky over the weekend.
What is it? You'll have to tell me what that is. Basically,
it's a new Twitter.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's Two Girls and a Baby on there. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.